Ben Fagan here with another episode of Career Cash, the podcast. And on this episode, I'm joined by 2021 graduate, one of my personal friends, Max Gold. Max is now an admissions counselor at Florida Southern College up in Lakeland, Florida. And he tells us about his journey coming from aviation all the way to admissions and how he made that jump between the industries. It's an awesome conversation filled with many lessons. You're not going to want to miss it. Let's get to it. Max, first off, I just want to say welcome to the show. I appreciate you coming on. I'm excited to dig into who you are, what makes you tick, and without further ado, welcome, my friend.
Yeah, thanks, Ben, for having me. I know we go back a little bit, back into the housing and residence life days, so I'm happy to chat with you both in career positions now.
Absolutely. We've really taken big strides in our careers and quickly. So one of the things I think is very interesting about you in particular is you didn't graduate, you know, that long ago. I think a year after me. So not long at all. But the cool thing is you studied aviation at school here and you're not doing aviation now. So can you kind of walk through that journey of, hey, you went into school, obviously, with an interest in aviation, and now what are you doing in your current position?
Yeah, so like you mentioned, I was looking at schools for aviation as well as track and field. So aviation was always an interest of mine, but I never actually thought I could pursue it as a career until I actually went to Lynn and found out that, like, I could. So that's what kind of inclined me to come to Lynn. Plus, obviously, being in Florida, I wanted to get to New Jersey, so I wanted some more warmer climates. But throughout my time at Lynn, I worked for the admissions department. I always loved aviation. I couldn't fly after some certain medical things, so I stopped flying, which kind of put a damper on the aviation world for me personally. And then after doing a little experience here and there in the aviation, I really felt like that admissions was more of my calling, at least at this time. I still think that maybe down in the future I could get into aviation, but I'm not sure. But currently, yes, I am an admissions counselor at Florida Southern College, which is in the same division as Lynn for sports. So for now, go Mocs, but, you know, I'll always be a Lynn Fighting Knight at heart. But yeah, basically what an admissions counselor does, for anyone who doesn't know, is we're the people that kind of review your application. Here specifically at Florida Southern, we're also your financial aid counselor until you get to the start of your fall semester, your first year. We also are just kind of a big resource for anyone that's looking to get into, figure out kind of the whole college process. There's admission counselors for graduate programs. So for students who are watching this that are interested in going into grad school, you'll most likely deal with an admissions counselor. Adult programs as well have admissions counselors. So there's a lot of opportunity in admissions counselor. I mean, there's one at pretty much every college and university in the nation, community colleges, even junior colleges. And we also all have a specific territory, like a specific student body that we work with. For example, sometimes it might be a territory, like a region of the United States or the world, or in some case, it's a different diversity group. Maybe there's a certain subject, like maybe there's an aviation counselor somewhere, or I know a lot of law schools have admissions counselors specifically for that program. But in my case, I work with students in the Tampa Bay area. The Florida counties include Pinellas, Hillsborough, Pasco, Hernando, and Citrus. So that's kind of what I work with, and I work with all first-year students. We'll probably get more into, you know, why I chose and stuff, but that's kind of just the gist and kind of how I went from aviation to admissions.
Absolutely, and we absolutely are going to dive a little bit more into how you got into this stuff, where did that interest come from. So you're doing my job here. I appreciate that. So going kind of off that similar kind of topic is, after you're getting ready to graduate, you're looking to get into a career starter job. I know you were looking into some aviation specific field. Can you kind of walk me through what it was like in that job search process just as a whole? What was your approach to looking for jobs, to interviewing, and then obviously ultimately settling in, you know, at Florida Southern?
So, I mean, the biggest thing was utilizing you guys at the Career Center. I know, you know, I utilize kind of the resources of resume building with you guys, the general Knights Connect. I'm sorry if I forget the name. Was it Knights Connected?
Yeah.
Or
yeah, you got your frequent flyer miles with our office, so.
Yeah, so basically I was using you guys a lot as a great tool and resource, and I always highly suggest to anyone, even when I was at LIM, even now, like just in general, to go to your career center. That way they're really up to date with kind of all job opportunities in the area. I also really used LinkedIn as a good tool. Now, when I was looking at jobs, I was looking at a couple different things. I knew one, admissions obviously was really high on my radar. I really wanted to be in the admissions field, so admissions counselor, as well as some other different jobs in admissions and operations as well. But then on the aviation side, I also did look into some HR jobs. I even looked at an HR job at Chewy, which was kind of funny. So some random stuff here and there too. But my big approach was I'm either going to become an admissions counselor and work with students and go into higher ed, or plan B would be go into aviation, use my degree for what it was and go into HR, which in my opinion is very similar to admissions. I felt like I also was trying to choose a job that I already gained experience while I was in college for. So for example, I had 4 years of working at the LIM admissions as a student ambassador, as well as I interned for them. So I really know the in and outs of admissions before going into it, which was pretty cool. So I was just kind of looking at what jobs besides admissions counselors maybe would, use skills like sales, recruiting, travel experience, operations, CRM work, anything that can kind of really build my resume up and have a good chance of actually achieving a job. Because, for example, like I'm not going to be able to get a data analytics job because I've never honestly worked with JavaScript or any of that stuff in my life. But I knew my strengths and I really wanted to build on that. And, I felt like admissions would be a great fit. Plus, I really love the field and it always helps when you really want to go into something because you're passionate about it. So that's kind of how I looked at the job process. I'm sure a lot of people are similar, but yeah.
No, I find that so interesting. And one of the things that you did kind of touch on there a little bit, but I would like to touch on a little more, if you don't mind, is do you think that you've gained any skills from the studies in aviation that you're using today within admissions? Because I think that's so cool because there's such on the surface level, such vastly different fields. Are there any things that you took away or big things that you took away from your time in aviation that you feel like you are utilizing, on a daily basis now, in your current role as an admissions counselor?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, there's big and small things that I'm utilizing as an admissions counselor. I'll touch on some of the small things really fast. I mean, obviously when it comes to travel, just having general knowledge of the airports and airlines and that sort of thing is good. So even though I'm not doing out-of-state travel, it's still nice to have that kind of knowledge in case I end up doing some coverage trips or whatever the case might be. Some of the bigger picture stuff would be like a lot of the study habits really kind of correlate to me kind of studying up on a new school, doing the training, and as well as going through just the different processes that, for example, like I'm really struggling right now trying to figure out how the nursing program works here. So I've really just been kind of studying and remembering the tools of me studying towards the private pilot exams and that sort of thing. I guess another tool too that I don't know if aviation specifically did, but I know the College of Aeronautics really promoted, was just kind of how you present yourself. You really want to be kind of a presentable person in admissions. You're kind of that face of the college, kind of the first step that a lot of parents are looking at to choose the college. So even just simple things from how I dress to how I speak to families really came from how we were kind of prepared in the aviation classes. That also so much also kind of goes back to the admissions as well. When I was working at admissions for LIM. Other than that, I mean, aviation was such a specific major that there's not a ton that kind of correlated into the admissions field when it came to like the actual subject material. But there was a lot of like skills, like especially time management's also a big one. I can't believe I forgot that one. But time management is a huge one because I mean,
time on that.
Yeah, but time management is huge. I mean, I probably would say every career, and I'm sure even in Ben's position, like time management is probably one of the most important things, especially when I have to balance file reviews, contacting, connecting with students that are applicants, going to high school visits, going to college fairs, traveling to all these places, picking out the rental car. Like, there's so much that goes into one day that, like, the time management skills that I learned to how to study for the aviation classes, what I need to break down and kind of correctly study for the aviation classes, really did help me with the admissions job now. And I feel pretty prepared going into it.
That's what I think is so cool, because I'm coming from a very, you know, similar type of deal in terms of when I studied, you know, went to school here, studied journalism, knew I didn't want to be a journalist, you know, when I grew up. But I loved the writing. I really enjoyed it. Similar to you, like, you had the interest in aviation. I have the interest in, you know, the journalism, the communications aspect, but it's stuff that I use every single day. That I think, you know, whether it's directly with the writing, but the communication skills, like you're saying, the time management skills, having to meet the deadlines, all these things correlate. And I think that's such an important thing to not get caught up when, once you graduate, saying, hey, I studied this for 4 years, 3 years, 5 years, whatever it is, you know, I have my degree in X, you know, I have to get a field in that, or get a job in that same field. You know, you can take the skills that you learned during your time in school and then apply them to the things in the industry that interest you. So I think that that's cool that you are a living, breathing example of that right there. So that's awesome. Now, you just recently graduated and now you're, you know, you're working full time. Be transparent with me here. Was there anything where you're like, oh, dang, this is a little scary? Was there any big challenges that kind of stuck out, you know, from graduating until now?
Yeah, I mean, luckily I was pretty prepared coming out of Lynn, especially with the experience I had with admissions. I think the more worrisome was the fact that I was moving to a new city that I've never been to. I actually put down a deposit on an apartment that I never saw before. And I'm living on my own for the first time. Like, I've always had either a roommate or I was living on campus, but now I'm like really on my own. I have no family in Lakeland. The closest friend is in Boca. So, you know, realistically, that was probably the biggest kind of challenge, was trying to figure out this kind of new life that I'm trying to get into. And I'm sure a lot of people are going to be in similar fashions. Even if you're kind of just coming out of college and getting a job where you've lived for the past 4 years, like in Boca, for example, or going back home, I think still just the adjustment of going into work life and like really now being independent for yourself is probably the scariest thing for me. Luckily, it was more so excitement than nerves, but I was definitely anxious coming here thinking like, oh, am I going to fit in? Like, is this really going to be the career for me? Am I going to really actually enjoy the admissions counselor? Because I only really saw it from a student ambassador point of view. So there was a lot of questions ran through my mind. Luckily, the training process here and so far the role has been kind of what it's made up to be. And I've been really enjoying my time here so far. But I think that's really kind of the major stuff that comes to mind. Again, I think I would probably be more worried if I went into aviation, to be honest, because I didn't have work experience in aviation. So I'm definitely happy I chose the admissions counselor route, but yeah, that's really honestly all I can think of. I know, you know, I feel like I probably should have some more nerves coming out of college and stuff, but I don't know.
No, that's awesome. And that's what I love about this so much, is because even if you're coming from a similar background, everybody's story is going to be different. How they approach things and see things is different. And I think you really hit it right there. Is it's something that is going to be a similar feeling. It doesn't, you know, you may not feel totally lost. You may feel lost. It's all okay. But it is that adjustment period that, you know, may come. So with that, has there been anything specific that you found that has helped you adjust better or worse, you know, in this past little bit?
I think really just putting myself out there and trying to meet new people and socialize. I mean, for my example, like not knowing anyone here, like obviously I didn't want to just come here and just kind of like stay in my office and do stuff like that. You know, I go out and talk to everyone and see everyone's days going for the most part. You know, the summer is pretty slow, so we're not getting a ton of families in. So I haven't really been able to make a ton of connections yet. And plus, in Florida, the guidance departments are just starting to open up. So I haven't really made those connections yet, and as well as with other admissions counselors. But tonight is my first kind of bigger event that we're doing for the Pinellas County, which is St. Petersburg. That's kind of a big city there. So that'll be kind of my first test to see how that goes. But yeah, really just kind of just trying to get myself out there and really kind of just introduce myself and really just kind of put a name out for myself is really just what I've been trying to do. Within Lakeland too, like I've been trying to go out and explore different things as well and hopefully meet new people that way. With COVID, it's been a little tough, but overall, I mean, it's been working out for me so far. So
finding a way to make it work, that's the name of the game. And you can catch Max's big presentation on pay-per-view tonight live at 7. So check it out. So we are getting to the end of the show, which is one of my favorite topics, one of my favorite subjects, not the ending because I'll miss this conversation with you, but the way we end it, and that is with cashing out. So this is where you leave the folks at home listening, wherever they're listening, with the most valuable piece of advice, lesson that you've learned along the way, leaving with a little money for the road. So what do you got for us today?
So the biggest piece of advice is something that I actually partly utilized at Lynn, but also kind of wish I did a little more of, and that's getting involved. So I obviously did get involved in missions or, you know, with the housing and residence life at Lynn and just the general community at Lynn. But one thing that I really do want to stress to students is try to get involved with your community, whether or not that's working with a charitable organization, even just trying to start a new job, go to different local events, whatever it is, just try to help out in your community. That's how you're going to make a lot of connections. I noticed that coming to Lakeland, that Florida Southern has a lot of great connections within the community. That's because they try to branch out into the community as they've done. And not saying that Lynn doesn't do that, but it really kind of showed me that, wow, you know, I should probably start doing the same thing. And I started doing a little bit here and there and reaching out through LinkedIn, a lot of the virtual platforms that students have nowadays that, I mean, there's endless opportunities to make connections now that I think students really should try to take advantage and utilize it. And you don't just have to do that when you're doing the job search. Like you should start that like day one, week one of freshman year. I mean, that might be a little aggressive, but like really start like really going after and just trying to make connections. A good example of a student that's currently at Lynn, she's probably gonna hate that putting her on the spotlight, but Laura, who works in admissions, she came in as a freshman and she already had an internship immediately with an outside company. I like to use that example. I know she probably doesn't like me talking about it, but I just like to use that as an example because she freshman year right away started getting involved, which is key because I noticed that I feel like maybe I would have had some more opportunities when I came to jobs if I made more connections. But at the same time, I feel like I got involved enough where I was able to get a great opportunity here at Florida Southern. So that's probably the biggest advice I can give. Really just also have fun while you're in college. I mean, it was a quick 4 years. Ben can attest to that as well. So, and even going through grad school as well, I'm sure that process was super quick. So really just try to take advantage of everything you can and really just explore every opportunity and really just be a yes man for the first year. Anytime that someone asks you to go out or anytime that someone says to hang out or anytime that you get any sort of job opportunity or volunteer, just say yes and do it because it's going to benefit you in the long run.
Absolutely. You heard it from the man himself, from his word to your ears, Max Gold, ladies and gentlemen. Max, I appreciate you coming on.
Of course.
And I'm excited for what you got cooking coming down the road here in the future. So thanks so much.
Yeah, of course, Ben. Thanks for having me.